KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon here, and in the studio we have John Buckley, who is on the Redwood Falls City Council. He's a council member at large, and welcome, John.
Thank you, Joshua. I have been on for four terms. I was elected initially in 2000 for the seat that was open. In fact, there was five of us that ran in that first election, and then I was reelected in 04, 08, and 12, and I'm running again.
What is your connection with the Redwood Falls area? What's your history here?
I've been a lifelong resident of Redwood Falls. I am co-owner of the Redwood Falls Nursery, along with my two brothers and my father. Our business was established here in 1951. I've also been mentioning, you know, we talked about my city council position that I've been on. I've been on there for 16 years.
Okay, and what do you get from being on the city council? What's the reason you're running again?
There's a lot of gratification that comes with the job. It certainly has its stresses and strains at times. There can be some difficulties and some issues that come before us that can be contentious at times, but I found that over the years that being on the council, I stay in touch with what is happening around Redwood Falls. I stay much more in tune with the needs of the community, and I really get a lot of gratification out of what we can accomplish.
Are you thinking in terms of specific big projects or just the day-to-day running of the city?
Most of it is the day-to-day running of the city, but we've had some things that have come up just recently, like the expansion of the community center to add on the senior center and the expansion of the fitness facility, which it was exciting in the sense that it came together so quickly and it had so much involvement by so many people, and it's turned out to be a great thing. And we've also, of course, had the expansion of some other businesses and some construction in town here. And we've had the construction of the water treatment facility, which has greatly improved our water in Redwood, which may seem like a small thing, but we feel it's a big thing.
One thing from attending city council meetings over the years that I've noticed quite a bit is how much the city council has to interact with other entities. Is you're not operating in a vacuum. You've got to deal with like the county or the school board or the state or the senior, like you mentioned, the senior addition that's being done to the community center. There are so many different groups that the city council had to coordinate with.
There is, and there's a lot of behind the scenes that goes on. The meetings can sometimes seem relatively quick, but there's so much that goes on in background behind that. Working with MnDOT, for example, on redoing the section of 1971 that will occur in 2018, there's a lot of interaction with them. There's interaction with the county in regard to their plan to redo DeKalb Street, and they're talking about a potential roundabout that's on that, and we'll be meeting with them shortly to discuss that issue. So it's kind of a continual thing, but like I said, most of it is behind the scenes, but we do our best to stay in contact with all of those entities.
The city council meetings themselves are just sort of the culmination where everything comes together every other week, but there are committee meetings and...
There are. We're each appointed to committees within the city council. And we've also set up a program, too, where each one of us chooses a commission to sit on to be what we call a liaison. We're not a voting member, but there's one of us that's on the hospital commission, for example. I'm on the public utilities commission, and we like to keep track and you know, get feedback from our commission members on a regular basis rather than just them coming to us on an occasional basis. So there is some extra time involved, much more than at the meetings themselves.
The city council meetings usually they're every other week, twice a month.
That's
and
correct.
It's maybe an hour to 2 hours. A long one is 2 hours.
Yes.
How many hours a week do you spend on city council activities that the public might not be aware of?
I normally estimate in a given month, probably, somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 hours, give or take. There's getting up to speed on we receive a packet a few days before the meeting. So there's time over the weekends that we study that. And then, of course, these committee meetings, and those can be variable. Budget, for example, just happens for a short time in the late summer, and some of the other, like the public works, will be intermittent. So it varies a lot, but it's fairly time-consuming.
What's one issue that you'd like to see the council address in the coming year?
I think we need to continue to work on jobs and work with primarily our existing businesses and reach out to them more than what we're doing now. I think what we've tried to do in recent years is streamline our processes for businesses so that when they want to expand or build, we want it to be a pleasant experience for them rather than a battle. And we've come to the point now with a lot of this new construction that we not only take them through the process of permitting and any issues that come up. So we're trying to just put a better face on the city of Redwood Falls.
Thank you. That was John Buckley, who is the council member at large for the Redwood Falls City Council, up for re-election next week. And thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Joshua.